Taste of Country Nights with Evan Paul on demand. This episode features Jason Aldean. The people want to know, man, when's the last time Jason Aldean's done a load of laundry?
Oh, probably yesterday.
Wow, you do your own laundry.
Yeah, you know, we kind of tag team that up. If she does it, she'll bring it in. I'll fold it or whatever.
Wow.
So, yeah, I pitch in around the house and help out. And then when we get on the road and we're touring, I'm like, okay.
Always a good time when Jason Aldean stops by, and we really get in there in this interview. He gave us, I feel like he is our most visited guest, and every time he stops by, he really each time gives us a little bit more. So buckle up and get ready for some fascinating knowledge into the life of Jason Aldean. And we got a lot more coming up in future episodes, so make sure you keep us locked in here to Taste of Country Nights on demand. We're hanging out with Jason Aldean. I don't even need to say your name. I got to say this every time, though, is thank you for always coming in.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
A gentleman of your stature, 30 number one songs this is going to be. The fact that you still come in, we appreciate that. How do you memorialize all your number one songs at any of your houses?
Well, obviously, I mean, whenever we get a plaque or something for a number one or a platinum record or something like that, I mean, those are a big deal. Like they really don't come along all the time, you know? So, I always make sure, I like to display those things and go in and look and, go back and see things that, I still have my very first gold record, first number one record. I still have all those things like up on the wall. I mean, I worked my butt off to get those things, So, I put them, I always find a place for them and kind of go and get to look at them a little bit.
If you could rework any one of those songs, re-record it and go back, which one would you re-record? And is there anything you would change?
I think there's a couple singles probably that maybe some of the ones that didn't go number one that I would probably go, And I think even at the time there was a couple that I was like, man, I don't know if that's the one. I don't know if that's really where we're headed sonically or whatever. But, but it is what it is. And so, I'm obviously... A lot of them we recorded, we hit home runs with, and then there was a couple that were like, it is what it is, man. I don't think I would change really much of anything.
Are there any Jason Aldean songs that are forbidden to be played in the Aldean house? Like Luke Bryan's has one song that he can't play because he featured his son's girlfriend in the video, and then they broke up.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. come on, Luke. No, I don't have anything like that, I don't think.
Okay.
I think it's pretty fair game. Everything's fair game.
Where are you at with new music?
We've been in the studio a lot, man. We, probably the last 8 months or so, six, 8 months, we've been in the studio a lot. Basically, pretty much done with the album, other than, at least my part. We still got to go mix and master and do those kind of things, but... it's been a cool project. A lot of songs, a couple duets in there too. So it's gonna be pretty cool. Right. I'm excited for people to hear it.
Couple means two. I'm gonna
couple,
dissect. I'm gonna
dissect. Couple two, three. I don't know. We'll
okay,
see.
So
we'll
it could see. Be a few. Okay.
Yeah, it's some of that stuff's still in the works, but
so there's a few cut. You just don't know how many will make it.
They're all gonna make it. I just there's a couple songs that I know are gonna be duets. Then there's a couple one, maybe two that we still kind of haven't found our partner for that yet.
Okay.
So, but it's, it's going to go in that lane too. So
are these female duets?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You got to wait. You got to wait, man.
Okay. Are these anyone you have duetted with in the past?
One is, and the other, no, the other one's no.
Okay.
So yeah, got to save a little bit, man.
Okay,
I don't even know when the album's coming out at this point. So we don't have a date for that. I don't even know when the new single's coming out from the album. So.
I saw you working on. We saw a video of you working on your daughter's room, the making it a fairy tale.
Oh yeah,
two story, like a whole thing. How different is that from the room you grew up in?
Oh, so different. I mean, our house, is. Like, I never knew anybody like that. I never knew anybody that had nice stuff, really, like a big house. Or when I grew up, I mean, we all kind of grew up the same way. It was sort of middle class, lower middle class kind of thing. And you know, everybody was just kind of blue collar, worked and had pretty modest homes and all the stuff. So, you know, and I try to tell our kids that all the time. It's like, man, you guys don't even understand like how lucky we are and you guys are. And, you know, because it definitely wasn't my life growing up for sure. So, but it's fun. It's as a parent, you love being able to give them, you know, those things and let them have a great life. And so, you know, making her room look like a prince's castle or whatever. It's like, if you can do it, do it.
And Luke Combs still lives in his original two-bedroom house that he had when he first got signed. Do you ever wish you did still?
No. No, I do not. I mean, that does not impress anybody. You know what I mean? Good for you if you're doing that. Two-bedroom house is not going to get it for us, you know. So, again, man, it's like, you know, you work hard and like, you know, I think it's cool to be able to give your family things that you never had or that they never had. And so, trust me, Luke Combs, you're going to move out of that house as soon, Luke. Having babies and all that. Yeah, two-bedroom house. Get out of here. That's going to be your guest house.
How often is Brittany putting you to work like that we saw in the video where you're actually hands-on?
A pretty good bit, you know. She gets on Amazon and orders all this stuff, and it comes to the house, and I'm like, what is this? She goes, oh, we're going to redo Navy's room. I'm like, oh, we are? Okay, cool. So if I'm home, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of a wife's job. If they just see you chilling, doing nothing, watching baseball or whatever, it's like, hey, you should help me do this. And you're like, okay, here we go. So, yeah, I got to get back to work, man. I've been off the road for about 6 months, and I am itching to get back after it. So.
The people want to know, man, when's the last time Jason Aldean's done a load of laundry?
Oh, probably yesterday.
Wow, you do your own laundry.
Yeah, you know, we kind of tag team that up. If she does it, she'll bring it in. I'll fold it or whatever.
Wow.
So yeah, I pitch in around the house and help out. And then when we get on the road and we're touring, I'm like, okay, now I'm working. Now you know,
I'm impressed, dude.
Yeah, man.
What kind of detergent do you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't get into all that. I mean, okay. It's like the little pod thing.
Oh, so you guys use Tide Pod? Okay, yeah, do you use a fabric softener?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What about dryer sheets?
Yeah.
You do?
All of it, yeah.
Okay, atta boy.
I'm not a rookie, man. Come on.
I'm just making sure, you know, as a social media influencer, your wife, she partners with a lot of brands. Do y'all just have rooms filled with makeup and hair care products everywhere?
She has a little product closet that, you know, when that stuff comes in, it kind of goes in there. And then she's got an office, and so some of it goes in there until she can film for whatever. And then, you know, a lot of times it's somebody's birthday or whatever. She's got all this cool stuff in there, and she just grabs a bunch of stuff, puts it in a basket, and gives it to people for gifts or whatever it is. So, but yeah, we definitely have a closet and an office that has all that stuff in it.
But on the contrary, you're a dude, man. Tell me your oldest and favorite pair of underwear.
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite pair of underwear. The ones that fit, you know what I mean? Like, as long as they fit, it's good. I'm a Under Armour, like, boxer briefs guy.
That's good to know, man. Yeah. If you mentioned your wife orders a lot on Amazon. If you could return anything she's ordered in the past month, what would it be?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. She orders all kinds of stuff, you know, squirrel feeders and, you know, the stuff for Navy's room. There's always stuff coming in. It's just like a bottle of something. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, oh, it's a skin thing. Or I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, she orders so much stuff, I don't even know what it is anymore.
Are you cool with the Amazon guy?
Oh, yeah, dude. They got our gate code and everything. I mean, he just comes in, drops it all at the door, and, you know, he's there every day. Every single day, the guy's there.
Who else has the gate code? Like, UPS?
UPS, FedEx, and Amazon. Yeah.
I also just realized, man, you have a daughter now that's drinking age. Is it weird having a drink with your daughter?
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, she's, it's crazy. Keely's getting ready to graduate from college, and Kendall's about to be, she's a junior in high school right now, so she'll be a senior in high school next year. And then we got the little ones in kindergarten and first grade, man. So it's wild. But yeah, Keely's the oldest. She just turned 22, and, you know, she's awesome, man. She's killed it in college, and about to graduate and get started with her life. And so it's cool. They're doing great.
And I know you're going to be heading back out on tour. We asked a lot of artists, like if when they opened for headliners, what the gift was that the headliner got.
Yeah.
Do you remember one from back when you were opening up, like the best gift you got from a headliner?
I think Chesney gave me a Can-Am Spider, like the trike.
Dude.
And so I still have that thing. That one's pretty cool. And then, you know, McGraw gave me like a nice watch and some cash, which was really cool at the time because I really, you know, I could use the cash more than I could anything back then. But yeah, I think Chesney, well, I remember Chesney was, he, that one was the coolest. That motorcycle that I still have. So
yeah, he just got Megan Maroney a sauna installed in her house. Like he's still doing stuff like that.
Kenny's awesome, man.
Wow. Were there any artists, no names, but that were like, hey kid, here's a Blockbuster card.
Probably. you know, I would say, I don't know. I mean, I'd say the best gift I ever gave somebody was, when Luke was out with me, it was kind of the year he blew up, Luke Bryan, and probably 2012, I think it was. And I got him a bass boat at the end of the tour.
Wow.
And so, you know, he had blown up obviously, and it was just such a fun tour. One of my best friends, we just had an amazing year out there. And
wow.
So I got him, he had just bought some property and I got him a bass boat. So that's my best gift I think I've ever given anybody.
What you going to get Nate Smith? Have you already thought about it?
I don't know. I got Kane Brown, a four-wheeler, stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of you get out there, get to know these guys, see what they're into, what they like, and then kind of figure it out. So
Kenny's in the Hall of Fame. Give us a Kenny memory. What do you want to say about it?
Well, I mean, I just think Kenny is one of those guys that, you know, he's another one of those guys, especially for somebody who, like me, who really builds their career on the live part of it, right? So, you know, I think Kenny's one of those guys we all look to and go, man, I want to do that, you know, 10 years from now, whatever. I mean, he's still out there playing stadiums, doing his thing. And so, well-deserved for Kenny. I'm glad he got in there. And I remember when he was first getting started, he was actually signed to Capricorn Records back in the day. And I remember he played in Macon, Georgia, my hometown, at the Cherry Blossom Street Festival. And we used to have two radio stations and two country stations. And one station had Joe Diffie playing on one stage, and there was probably 6,000-7,000 people over there watching Diffie. And then on the next stage on the next street was Chesney. And he probably had 200 people watching him. Wow. And so I went over there and watched his show. And I mean, I was a teenager at the time, but went over there and I was like, man, I love this guy. I can't believe nobody's watching this show. And, but he went out and did his thing. And I kind of became a fan of that. He had a song called Somebody's Calling, which was one of his first singles. And then the Tin Man and stuff like that, that was on that first album. And so I just kind of started following him and liked him and, you know, kind of became a fan and then got to town, toured with him. And, you know, so that's, it's been crazy. Cool. But congrats to Kenny, man. He's awesome. And that's well deserved for him.
I just had Dierks Bentley on yesterday. And one of the things he told me was he wants to get you and Miranda, the band, back together from 2005. And Dirk said he would open for you if that would happen.
Hey, I love Dierks. And it's funny, when one of the first tours I ever did was Dierks was the headliner, and Miranda and I were opening. We would kind of flip flop opening each night, and it was fun, man. It was like we were all kind of new to the game. Even Dierks, I mean, even though he was headlining, he was like new to that whole thing, and you know, it was just fun, like a bunch of youngins trying to figure out the business together, you know, and so. It was always fun. I love touring with those guys. And
what are the chances? Like a one-time show.
I'm down. I'm always down to play shows and hang out with friends and do that stuff. So I'm down.
Okay.
Dierks, set it up.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Dierks the opener. Miranda plays.
I don't care. I'll play wherever.
Okay.
Let's get a show and let's figure it out.
What about I'm setting it up. What about on your property? Or like across the street.
What about your property? What do you got?
There ain't enough room. It'd just be you two, man. All right. Here's the deal real quick. Rapid fire conspiracy theory questions. Were dinosaurs real?
Yeah.
Okay. Is the earth flat?
No.
Did we land on the moon in 1969?
I'll say yeah.
Was there a second shooter at John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, I think so.
Where?
I don't know.
Is Alexa listening to my private conversations?
Yeah, probably.
Is China using TikTok to spy on us?
Probably.
Do you believe there's an Illuminati or a secret group of 8 to 12 people that pull all the strings in the world?
No, 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 no. I don't.
Would you ever go to space?
No.
Why not?
You know, I don't know. I was, I think I was in like maybe third grade or something when the Challenger went up and exploded, and we were all watching that on TV in our classroom, you know. So I don't know. My space thing, I'm like, man, it's cool. You know, take some pictures and I'll check that out when you guys get back. But I have no desire to actually do that. So I'm good.
Well, dude, I appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks for giving us some time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Always fun, man.
You're the man. Let us bring in Billy Dukes to talk about this interview we had with Mr. Aldean. What you got, Billy?
Jason Aldean throwing out like a little shade at Luke Combs' house, I think.
Dude.
Spicy.
Right? I mean, I think everybody's thinking it. I think Jason's just the only one that is saying it, but you know, a lot of people are estimating Luke Combs to be, I mean, gosh, over 10, 20, 30, 40, $50 million. And at this point, what's going on? Like, at least, I don't know. At least, I don't know.
There's a lot of space between like a 2-bedroom house and the mansion that Jason Aldean has, but just like enough for each kid to have their own room and then a guest room. I understand you don't want more than that because you don't want 8 to 10 guests feeling like they can just come hang out and stay at the place, you know? But like one guest room for the in-laws, for mom to come watch the kids, that's good. 3 or 4 bedroom, that's all you got to do.
I don't know. You got to have like the, what if both in-laws come at the same time? You know, then you get, then you got to have an extra room or else your kids got to give up a room.
No. You go pay for a hotel room. Why in the world would you want both sets of parents staying at your house at the same time?
Oh, I've done it. It's happened. It happens multiple times a year.
I believe you, and we are in a public forum, so I cannot ask you if you enjoy this experience and expect a positive response from you. Of course you do.
Of course. It goes great. I mean, they get along great. I mean, whatever, you know.
No. Hotel rooms are real. An Airbnb down the road, man.
For both? Or
whoever
you got to do
it
for both.
Whoever wants it. You're doing it out of respect for their privacy. It is something you would love to have them stay with you, but just because I know how much you like our space and our house is loud, I think maybe you would feel most comfortable.
Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, no.
Evan, you're missing.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Oh okay. I was going to say, you're missing the, I didn't know who you were talking about here.
No, it's fine. I'll stay there. I'll stay there with everybody. I get along fine.
We could really get into the weeds with this conversation here, but I'm gonna pump the brakes on it in a second because it's like a little bit like my wife and I, like when we first got married, we would share like a smaller bed. First, it was like a twin, but we pretty quickly grew up to like a double. And like we were having some like fond memories, like a double bed. Like, oh, that was kind of, wasn't that kind of, I wouldn't go back to the double bed now that I, but it was a fond memory. But once you graduate out of it, you realize that, yeah, everybody else was probably right on the situation.
Dude, what are you guys, like Mike and Molly from the sitcom? Like, did they have like a full bed and that's it? Any married couple, if you, with kid, you have to have a king size bed. Like, I don't know what the debate is.
I don't have a king now. I have a queen now.
I know you're just missing out on a little bit of role space, man.
I'm just saying when you're newly married, a small bed's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
You're just there's already extra touching.
Yeah, works, I mean, I'm wearing a sleep. I got a sleep apnea mask at this point. I want room for my tube.
You're pretty close to separate bedrooms, aren't you?
No, we're not like that. I'm not into that. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's the next level, though. I'm not judging anybody who does. No. I don't care. Like, you want
to... The next level would be to get, like, a Shaquille O'Neal bed. He had, like, a 30-foot bed. Like, something like that would be the next level.
my grandparents, my grandfather always slept on the couch for like the last 25 or 30 years of my grandmother's life. He always slept on the couch.
Yeah, my dad slept on the recliner downstairs, but then he migrated up at like midnight.
Do you think Jason Aldean enjoys talking about like his kids' stuff and like what the girls are up to and his older daughters?
I don't think he minds it, but I don't think it's like the first thing he wants to talk about. You know, it's, you know, he's lived essentially twice when it comes to kids. You know, he's raising kids for the second time. He knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, it seems like the family all gets along, though. You know, I don't know. We don't hear much about Jason's ex-wife, but it seems like everything's fine.
Yeah, we certainly don't hear about any drama, which... But, and it does. It seems like his kids get along with his new kids.
Yeah.
Strange to think now. She's like 22 now, like 21, 22. Like we've lived through, because gosh, like I remember those girls were just babies covered.
Dude, how old do you think Jason Aldean is?
I think he's like 47.
Yeah, I think he's like 48, 47. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean that's where we're at, man. Like we gotta remember, like this is the age that we're at as people. Like these guys, Jason Aldean's got 30 number one songs. He's eligible for the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's got a daughter he can drink with. Dierks Bentley, same way. You know, same exact scenario, except he can't drink with his daughter. She's like 16, but
right.
It's crazy when you think about these people that we came up with, not that we did, but they came up, you know, while we were covering them, like the Luke Bryans and stuff, their kids are graduating. You know what really shocked me is when Rodney Atkins redid Watching You with his son singing on it. I'm like, dude, okay, that's crazy.
I tell you what's odd, too, is when they have daughters and they grew up and they're kind of good, like they're like Tim McGraw's daughters are kind of hot. Like, that's kind of like, I don't feel like I should be looking at saying that. Like, it's a weird thing when.
Yeah, you're getting, it's getting kind of weird, man.
I'm just saying that.
What's next?
They're cute and they're out there flaunting their bikini pictures. It's like,
I know.
Peek, but I don't. Like it necessarily. Like it's just.
Yeah. I mean.
There's no book on navigating this age of life necessarily.
Dude, let's talk about nachos or something.
All right. I want to talk about Kenny Chesney actually because we've been floating this Kenny Chesney question by a lot of artists. And I think the mistake we were making was we were asking artists who had recently toured with Kenny Chesney. And we haven't been getting banger answers. We've been getting okay answers. But Jason Aldean, he kicked it back. Chesney gave him a Can-Am Spider, which are cool cars back in the day. And finally, he had some pretty good memories about Chesney back in the day and why he should be in the Hall of Fame. I thought that one finally paid off.
Yeah, that was really cool to hear that, you know, as well. And, you know, and I'm also looking forward to the day where, you know, I think Aldean has to be in there, just as much as Chesney. I don't know. So I think, like, I'm looking forward to the day when we can talk to other artists about Aldean as well. I mean, the hits are undeniable.
Who gets in the Hall of Fame first? And I'm going to give you three artists. You ready?
Yeah, I just asked this question to Chris Lane. That's going to be coming up in a future episode. But yes, go ahead.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, or Blake Shelton?
I got to say... Jason Aldean...
If they're just picking based on, like, music and the live show and, like, the country part, I would probably agree with you. I feel like he has the strongest catalog, the most number one hits, has probably done the most to sort of change the genre musically.
Yeah.
But if you expand that to what they've done outside of music,
yeah,
I would probably go with Blake Shelton because of the voice.
Yeah, but I don't know that they, I don't know if they do, and I don't know if they should. I don't know if that weighs in, you know. I don't, because all that stuff wasn't around, wasn't as big of a factor, you know, before. I mean, sure, Dolly and Elvis were on TV and movies and stuff, but I don't know. It wasn't like a deal. I don't think that should be too big of a factor now. That, I mean, that's what I thought. I was, when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, Blake did The Voice, you know, for 10 years, whatever long, but that's that, those years took away from his making country music. So,
yeah,
you know, if we're talking Country Music Hall of Fame, same with Luke Bryan, although Luke still put out songs when he was in doing American Idol, you know, but.
Well, the thing with Luke, like his time on American Idol, I think you could argue came after he had like his peak success as an artist, whereas Blake started The Voice as he was peaking. Like those years between 2010 and 2014 when he was married to Miranda Lambert, he was doing The Voice. He had a ton of hits during that time. Like that was peak Blake. And I think what you're saying is right. It definitely took away from, shortened maybe his recording career a little bit, or just we didn't get the output. Whereas Luke, we had gotten a ton of output, and then we were sort of on the back end of it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of where I'm at, you know. And I love, like, to me the coolest thing is having Kenny Chesney in the Country Music Hall of Fame and having him still active. And I know, I just think that's so cool when they get in and they're still not just active, like, I don't want to name any names. They're just throwing out a record every year. But
yeah,
they're actively active. And I think Kenny being that, you know, it would be cool to get the – because these guys have the numbers now and the resumes to get in to do it. So I love it.
I think we'll probably get Tim McGraw in soon, and I think he's going to be similar, an artist who is like a Hall of Famer and active. I honestly don't think it'll be Al Dean, Luke, or Blake for the next 5 or 10 years. I think we're probably away from having that conversation with them just because it kind of seems like, I don't know, this is a personal theory I have, that an artist doesn't necessarily want to be inducted when they're still super, super active, because then they get the stigma of being a little bit old.
Yeah.
Like, you got to want that. And, you know, Chesney's almost 60, so like I could see him finally accepting that, but like, Al Dean, maybe not so much, or you know what I mean? Even the, especially the women too, Miranda and Carrie Underwood, who I think are both getting in as soon as they want it. Like they're both active. They don't want to be Hall of Famers yet.
And I'm not saying this to be malicious, but then if that's the case, Al Dean doesn't want to be in there until he's dead. Cause like he's told me he's never going to retire. So if he's never going to retire, if he's always going to be active, then
he's
not going to see himself. Huh?
He'll slow down once those kids get out of the house.
I mean, he's been pretty adamant about it. It could change. I don't know.
He'll take like a Toby Keith pace, you know, where he's got some other ventures, plays maybe 75 shows a year as opposed to 150 or, you know, whatever the number is. Hank Williams plays like 30 shows a year. That's still pretty active for a guy his age, but I don't think when Jason Aldean's 75 years old, he's going to be out there for like a 80-date summer tour or something crazy like that.
How much to book Hank Williams?
Today?
Yeah, for the, what's he making off those 30 shows?
Oh, I'm going to guess maybe $250,000, $500,000 a show.
Okay, I was thinking like $1 million.
$1 million's a pretty big number. That's what artists tend to ask for at like festival dates.
Okay.
And those are the highest. You don't think Hank?
Okay.
No, I think if Hank's just putting together a run of shows by himself, he's probably half might be a lot. $250,000 might be good. Keeps 100,000 of it himself, maybe.
So, I mean, Hank Williams Jr. is still making like $10 million a year per se on his taxes.
Well, he's got a lot of royalties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's getting a lot for that. But I don't think touring is like the bulk of his income these days. I think it's probably just song royalties because he's got so many of them. Plus what he's making, I think he owns his dad's catalog too still.
Man, wish I could sing. Well, look, we spoke to Hank Williams Jr. in the past. You can search for that. Look up Taste of Country Nights on Demand. And like I mentioned, coming up in future episodes, Chris Lane is going to be in there. We got Megan Maroney coming up. We got a lot of stuff on the way. So keep it tuned in here. Taste of Country Nights on Demand.